This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. says it has intelligence backing Israeli claims that militants are using Gaza hospitals to support military operations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Israel says Hamas is hiding in the sprawling facility and in tunnels underneath, using civilians as human shields. The U.S. now agrees.
We have information that confirms that Hamas is using that particular hospital for a command and control node and probably storage of equipment, weapons.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says militants have also used Shifa and other hospitals to hold hostages. Gaza's health ministry denies that militants are using Shifa and says it's invited international organizations to investigate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved changes to the law that governs presidential elections, putting new restrictions on media coverage, according to local news agencies. The changes, reported Tuesday, come ahead of the election to be held in March. Under the amendments that he approved, only journalists contractually employed by registered media outlets will be allowed to cover election commission meetings, potentially barring freelancers and independent journalists. A federal appeals court has ordered the Biden administration to carry on with an auction of oil and gas drilling leases for Gulf of Mexico waters in 37 days, rejecting arguments by environmentalists. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling means the lease sale, once set for September, will be held in December. The administration had scaled back the areas covered by the lease sale as part of an agreement to protect the endangered Rice's whale. But a federal judge ordered that the full sale, covering 73 million acres, be conducted. The appeals court upheld the judge Tuesday. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says about 5 million Ukrainians have been internally displaced by Russia's invasion. Many are from the Donetsk region, which has been hit harder by fighting than any other province. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Tatiana Sherbak left the eastern city of Bakhmut in February, a city that fell to Russian forces after some of the fiercest and most deadly clashes since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. She has helped to run the shelter since March and estimated that about 700 people have passed through its doors. Families with children usually stayed for a few days, she says, while older evacuees were harder to find permanent homes for and sometimes stay for months.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The United States is hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week. Leaders from the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group are gathering in San Francisco, California, to talk trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. VOA's Lori London reports.
The main summit event will be on the sidelines, where President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to have a face-to-face meeting Wednesday. But White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says while the Biden summit with China's leader may get all the attention,
President Biden will be doing a lot more than just meeting with President Xi. He'll be welcoming leaders from across the Asia Pacific for APEC Economic Leaders Week at a moment when the most dynamic economic region in the world is looking to the United States as the leading economy in the world.
Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
A razor-thin margin between Liberia's incumbent president and his main rival mean expectations are high for a close contest as the West African country headed to the polls for a runoff vote on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Liberians queued from early on Tuesday for a runoff election in which it feels like every vote could count.
We came here to vote, our choice.
The race for the presidency was, in the first round of voting, neck and neck. But neither incumbent President George Weah nor former Vice President Joseph Boakai managed to get the 50% of votes needed for outright victory. With former soccer star Weah on 43.83% in that vote and Boakai on 43.44%, this second round is expected to be closely fought.
David Doyle from Reuters. Senate Democrats have moved to temporarily change Senate rules and confirm hundreds of military nominees. It's an attempt to maneuver around a blockade by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville of a Pentagon abortion policy. The Senate Rules Committee voted 9-7 on Tuesday to approve a resolution that would allow the Senate to confirm groups of military nominees at once, tweaking the rules through next year. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.